Blog Talk Radio. Just lift your hands, everybody. And let's just pray for a flow in our lives, in every area of our lives, in our families, in our homes, in our finances, in our minds, in our thinking, in our movement. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. With joy shall you draw from the wells of salvation. So say flow, everybody.
So flow, river, flow.
God bless you. I thank every one of you for tuning in to Prophecy Alive. I am your host, Roderick Owensby. You know, in my spirit today on this broadcast, I want you to be able to receive a miracle in your spiritual womb. You know, there are so many that are spiritually barren. It's like a woman that cannot have a child. In the case of Hannah, Eli saw her praying and he spoke to her. And he asked her some questions concerning why was she moving her lips and there were no words coming out of her mouth. And you know, you never want to be in a place where you are spiritually barren. It is the will of God that we bring forth fruit. The prophet spoke to Hannah and said, granted. And she brought forth a son, and as we know him as the mighty prophet seer, Samuel. I want you to know that it is God's will, and it is your time to no longer be barren, but to be fruitful. I'm going to be right back. Get ready, people. There is a word from heaven. 347-539-5173. You know, last night on the broadcast, we had such a glorious time with my good friend, Apostle Beverly London, and many of you were blessed. And I want you to know that the same God that healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devils, worked miracles, fed Israel from the sky, the same God that brought water out of a rock, he's with you right now. Put on your faith and get ready for tonight. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know that God is happening. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello.
God bless you.
God bless you.
You're holding back on those gifts. You hear me?
Amen.
You are a psalmist, a worshiper. Do you know this?
Yes, sir.
I see college around you.
I'm in graduate school now, working on my master's. And it's funny that you say you see college around me because I'm sitting here in my sweatshirt from the school that I'm attending now.
Well, it's around you. So you're sitting there with your college shirt on.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what this means, but navy blue, come to me. You have a navy blue shirt on.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
Come to me. Stop playing now.
I'm not playing with you.
Issue that's going on, but I want you to know I'm not one to condemn.
Yes,
I want you to not feel guilty. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Don't let no... Don't let anyone make you feel guilty. Now I'm shifting now. Oh, God. Don't let no one condemn you.
Yes,
in
sir.
Jesus' name. Now, young man, turn
yes,
your heart over to God.
Yes, sir.
Give him your life, and I vow to you, I see things that would take place in your life. I pray that God give you discerning of spirits and you'll know who's good and who's evil, even in businesses. I see many offices around you, and I see you as a CEO. You're going to own 7 companies. You better listen. You're going to have to pray. I pray for divine protection on you, because with wealth comes, you're going to have God's protection. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Young man, praise God. Can you confirm that it had to be the Lord?
Yes, sir. It has to be.
And I give him all the glory.
Hallelujah.
And I know it's him and not Roderick. You hear me?
Hallelujah. I hear you.
But I know it's the Holy Spirit. Is there anything else you would like to say to me?
Just thank God for you. God's blessing over you.
Oh, I feel prophecy coming out of your mouth, too. What's in your mouth that's getting ready to come forth?
I don't know.
Open it. See what comes out of your mouth, prophet. Just open it.
Whatever it is, it's working. Whatever it is, it's going to be blessed. And it comes without struggle in the name of Jesus. It has no sorrow. It comes without struggle in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I felt that go through my back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise God, we're back, and this is Prophecy Alive. And I want you to know that there is something so supernatural that I feel in my spirit. As I was praying, the Lord began to deal with me about spiritual barrenness. Are you barren in your spirit? Do you feel like there's nothing working for you? And do you feel like that even your relationship with God, and you feel like you have a great relationship with God? But it seems like you really can't get a breakthrough in yourself. The Bible says in Isaiah 54, verse 1, listen to this, Isaiah 54 and verse 1, it tells the barren to break forth into singing and shout for joy that thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28 says, indeed the Son of Man did come to be served, did not come to be served, but to serve. Now, I want you to understand something, that it is God's will that we bring forth fruit. And there are many times that it seems hard within yourself to bring forth fruit, and you are ready. Many of you are ready. You're saying, God, I'm ready for the best things. I'm ready for abundance. I'm ready for the better promises of God. God, you promised me this, and you promised me that. And once we understand that our insides, our inner ability of the human soul, we have our own will. And where the enemy's desire to keep us barren is in the area of our self-will and self-desired capacities. More than we think or even desire. One of the greatest problems, listen to me closely, one of the greatest problems is not about the goal or what we want to do. Even knowing what we want to do and knowing where we want to go. But this is so important that we understand the means we may use to achieve those things may be the very thing that causes barrenness. You remember Jonah. When God said to Jonah, he said, Jonah, go to Nineveh. Jonah got on a boat and went to Tarsus. And don't you know, God prepared a fish for him. And in 3 days he called it hell. And after that, he made a 3 days journey in one day, which simply means all he had to do was go and obey God. And then what happened was Nineveh repented of their sins. And then the same prophet that went to prophesy the destruction of Nineveh got angry and upset in the heat of the sun. God had to make shade for him because he was so upset that God was going to make him look like a lying prophet. Don't you know when we repent, and when we repent God's way, God would turn things. One of the causes of barrenness, even in the church, it's about the means of attaining a goal or a purpose. In other words, in everything we do, God must be included. If God is excluded, then it's not a God thing. It's a you thing. It's a me thing. We have to make ourselves available to God. It is that simple, cut and dry. We need to count God more. We need to understand that God is the goal. And God wants us to cause the goal, both our goals in life and the means must be equalized. When we think about how we want to do things in the flesh, no matter what means we have, it sums up to one thing, pride. So God wants us to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. I want to show you something about the Lord's Prayer. As I was reading it today, it blew my mind how God just opened up something right before my eyes, and I want to share it with you. And when we read in the Lord's Prayers that Jesus, he says something which so easily it will escape our attention, you see. He said, listen closely, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 9. And there in that chapter, look what he says. He says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. And I begin to think it's strange at first that the Lord had not been asking that the Father's will be done, but rather that the way it is done should be grasped at first and above all. As in heaven, it must be done. It is the way which concerns the law of heaven. It's how heaven works. Hear this. This is for your spirit. Even though we easily acknowledge there won't be a way without being an end to meet, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, captivity every thought, bring into captivity, into obedience of Christ. We know what happens to, or what happened to Aaron's son when they put strange fire in God's altar, how they fell dead before the Lord, and the people even, listen to this, even though it was a fire that they were high priest, and we should notice this, this is very important, that it means here our own imaginations and cares are not merely other people's imaginations, but our imaginations can become strange fire. Our cares, you know, you can worry about something so much until it becomes a god. And one of the main reasons for barrenness and among believers, and I want you to understand, is that after we confess all past and present sins by name and having them put in the light deliberately before the people of God, sometimes we still maintain the human way and capacity to hold on to hope and to faith, because that human capacity has how to do so itself. In other words, we want to do it ourselves. We want to sanctify ourselves. The scripture says sanctify yourself, but there can be no true sanctification without God's word. And sometimes we want to live right so bad, and we spend so much time trying to do not to do wrong, that we never get a chance to do right. And therefore, many times we live a miserable life. And I want to help you with that, to get out of that. Victory is yours. You got to reach out for it. Victory is yours. I'm going to come back right after this snippet in about a minute or so, and I'm going to take a call. Your area code is 269. Stand by. I'm coming to you right after this. Yes, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Can you say that? I'm glad I don't look like. I don't look like I've been through hell and back. But I want you to know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God is healing you from being spiritually barren. This is your time of fruit. Bearing fruit, not only fruit, but much fruit. And I'm going to go to a caller right now in Jesus' name. And your area code is 269. I'm coming to you right now. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. How you doing? This is Brother El Trono.
El Trono, it's so good to hear from you in Jesus' name. How are you doing this evening?
I'm blessed, brother. I have a praise report for you right quick.
Come on.
Last month, you know, I was telling you about one of my income took from me. And
yes.
I just kept praying, God, you know, if it's your will, you know, you restore the income back. So I get a letter in the mail like a couple of days ago saying I'm going to get the income back. And the lady wanted to meet with me on the 11th, which is Monday, next Monday. She wanted to come to my house. She wanted to meet with me, and she wanted to set up something. Where do I want the income go to? What, my bank account? How do I want the income to come? And I just thank God for that. You know, God, you know, he's still in the blessing business. I thank him for restoring it because I really did need it back. But I thank God for that. And I want you to just be praying for me and my mother, my relationship with my mother, and wherever how the Holy Spirit leads you to pray.
Well, one of the things, as I begin to pray, let me say this to you. God is in the mix, because when I begin to pray for you, I saw healing take place. Father, tonight, I thank God for El Trono. I thank God for the miracle. You said you would do it, and you did it, and we give you all the glory.
Thank you.
None to me, but all to you. In Jesus' name. And there's a miracle taking place with him and El Trono and his mother. And there's a mending of the hearts. There's a quickening of the spirit. Your mother is going to ask you for forgiveness. Listen to me closely. Your mother is going to ask you for forgiveness. And you say, well, in some areas I need to. But the reason she's going to ask you, because God's bringing such a conviction over her life until she just wants everything that she does to be in God's timing and order. In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
brother.
Thank you.
And you do the same. You do the same. You tell your mother, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And the Lord is going to get it in that, and it's going to be a revival of your relationship with your mother.
Okay. Right.
God bless you, El Trono.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. We'll talk again. God is so good. He's so worthy to praise. And I want you to know that God is on the scene. You say, am I having issues? I'm having issue with my parents. We break that curse. Because, see, the enemy loves to divide family. And we break that curse, and you be free. You be free in the spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be free in the spirit. I have a 414 area code. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, you're on Prophecy Alive. Yes.
How you been? I haven't talked to you in a while. This is Victoria.
Victoria, it's been a while. I'm so glad to have you call in. How are you?
I'm blessed.
How are you doing? Good. What's in your spirit tonight?
There's a lot going on. But I know God is with me. I trust God. Father, I
give you praise for Victoria. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord spoke to my spirit today, and there's something you called. And he said, victory is for you right now. And I'm going to tell you something. This is amazing. God just gave me a theme of this broadcast tonight. Victory belongs to you right now. Every area in your life, you are, I say are, I'm not saying gonna, I say are, experiencing victory in your life. And let me tell you something. You called by God's order. And tonight, I began to hear a word, victory. Didn't know Victoria was going to call. But I'm telling you, my sister, in the kingdom of God, that every area that looks crooked, that looks barren, that looks desolate, that looks dead, I want you to know that your fig tree
That's what I was told, victory, before you even came on. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hello? 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 Lord Jesus.
Praise God, we are back on Prophecy Alive, and I want you to know we are continuing on. And I want you to know that, yes, it is the will of God that you rise up out of that which is trying to keep you down. Don't you know the enemy is jealous of you? And if he can keep you down, then he can keep you from fulfilling your life mission. You see, you were born. You and I were born with a mandate from God. You know, the Bible says Jesus told Judas that he was born to betray him. Isn't that amazing? Judas had to fulfill his calling in order for us to be free. Praise God. You have a mandate from God. I have a 414. I'm coming to you right now.
Prophet,
God bless you.
I don't know what happened.
Yes.
You were disconnected. This is Victoria.
Yeah, that's us. Victoria, I apologize about that. It was out of my hands. It was a internet that just shut off. Praise God. But one thing about it, it didn't shut your miracle off.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hey, technical things don't have nothing to do with God. So I just bounced back in, and I'm telling you where I left off. I'm telling you, your victory is now. Your name is victory. This is what the Lord showed me, Victoria. There are certain things that do not look like a blessing now. That the Holy Spirit spoke this to me. There are some things that has happened to you from the last time I talked to you. They may not look like they are victorious, but there's an outcome. It's sort of like what I see. Who was it? Joseph, that was sold by his brethren. You know the story.
That's my favorite story in the Bible.
Is it?
My favorite in Genesis, yes. Praise God.
An anointed woman of God, I call you Joseph. I'm going to say Mrs. Joseph. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And there are areas that you've been sold by those who claim to love you. There are areas that you have been hoodwinked and things have been taken from you. And I even see a lawyer that's going to be convicted by God and that's going to fight for you. There are some things that I'm seeing that have been tied up. But God is the judge of heaven, and I'm going to tell you something. A sister called last night on the broadcast, and we were in Chicago in a meeting, and the Lord gave a word to me for a particular sister. We give God the glory, and she received her miracle on that Monday. We got home Monday, actually Tuesday morning. This woman, on the Tuesday night broadcast, testified of a miracle. And I say to you, listen to what I'm going to say. I'm going to say one word, and I want you to give God some praise. The word to you is the same word that Eli gave Hannah. Granted.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory be to
granted.
God. Granted.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Granted.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Granted to your finances, to your spiritual barrenness, granted to your business, granted to your ministry, to your loved ones, granted in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Prophet.
I thank God for what he's doing in your life.
Oh, God bless you. God bless your ministry. God bless your life.
Thank you.
And God bless your wife.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
To God be the glory.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. You too.
Hey,
thank you,
cool.
God.
Bye-bye. See, God is able to do anything but fail. He's able. Take that leap of faith. I promise you, God will move for you. I'll be right back. Back and praise God for that miracle and victorious life. Listen, your name is victory. You might as well accept it. Your name is victory. Are you barren? Whatever area that you are barren in tonight, I speak to the nations. You are no longer barren. You are fruitful and you will multiply. That's not just talking about. Listen to this. When God told Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply, that has to do with more than having children. Be fruitful and multiply in your business. Some of your dreams have seemingly died. And I'm here tonight to tell you that I speak to your dreams as Jesus spoke to a dead man called Lazarus. Your Lazarus may be a business, it may be a marriage, it may be a brokenness. I decree by the power of God that your life come forth. Come forth. Pick up your bed and walk. It's your bed. Praise God. You made it. Pick it up and walk. It may be your sin. Walk. It may be a mistake or shortcoming. Walk. It may be a habit. Walk. Walk into your victory. Walk into your destiny. Don't let anything stop you from walking. You say, how do I walk in this? You put one foot in front of the other. Well, how do I walk in unforgiveness? You take the UN off of it. You're in unforgiveness. And that's why it's unforgiveness, because you're in it. Take yourself out of it. I love you. Take yourself out of it. Unforgiveness. You be loose from the spirit of unforgiveness. You take yourself out of it. Well, I was done wrong. Take yourself out of it. Well, he shouldn't have said this to me. Take yourself out of it. Well, they shouldn't have. I was at church and a sister rolled her eyes at me. Take yourself out of it. Unforgiveness. First two letters, UN. You are in it. And God is saying, take yourself out of it. Well, they hurt me at church. Take yourself out of it. When you take yourself out, then forgiveness will come in. So many people are holding on to the past. Yeah. And so many people are holding people to their past. Some people have unforgiveness towards someone that didn't even do the crime or the sin or the mistake to them. But because your friend have unforgiveness, you done jumped on the bandwagon and say, listen, I don't forgive them either. You done took a case that didn't have your name on it, and you walking around in bondage. I'm talking to you in Jesus' name, and I'm talking to you in love. You didn't even have anything to do with it, and now you done took somebody else's unforgiveness, and you done tied it around your little heart, and now you mad at somebody that your friend mad at. Now you walked around having unforgiveness. Now look at you. Is that crazy or is that crazy? Stop holding grudges against somebody because of your friend. That's your friend bed. And they're going to have to take up their bed and walk just like you. Loose yourself from the quarrels and the arguments of somebody else. And you done got an attitude against somebody that didn't even do anything to you. But because your little buddy friend, your little shouting friend, your little preacher friend, now you upset with them. Be free from that. Be free from that. And you loose yourself from that spirit. And I promise you, you're going to have more victory than you ever had before. Here are me and my brothers singing Made Up Mind. The Owensby Brothers. Thank you.
need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it. In my direction. Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
Yes, it is your season. It is your season of miracles. It is your season of a blessing. Don't let anything take your season away from you. It is yours. Sometimes you have to simply seize the moment. You've got to say, listen, this is mine. I'm not giving it up. I'm not selling my birthright like Esau. It's my season. It's my season to walk in prosperity. It's my season to walk in joy. It's my season to walk in victory. It's just simply my season. Now, what do you do with your season? It's time to blossom. It's a miracle to be able to walk in your victory. A miracle. And listen, you are the miracle that the world is looking for. What is a miracle? So many people say, I need a miracle. One definition is a miracle is some type of event that includes the forces of nature. God wants to give you a miracle, and you've got to open yourself to the supernatural power of God. There are many supernatural acts of God. You can see it in creation. You can see the power of God. When you look up into the sky, don't you see the power of God? Yes. He made the world. He spoke it into existence. He did it. And it's time for us to put ourselves in the position to receive a miracle. And when you put yourself in that position to receive a miracle, something happens. Psalm chapter 33 says in verse 1, rejoice, you righteous, in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp and on the 10-string instruments. Sing to him a new song. Skillfully play with joy. There's a new song that's in your belly, and it's time to sing it. You say, well, I don't sing. Has nothing to do with a new song. there's a new song in you. And that new song involves a new relationship. A new found peace with God. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord. Psalm 34, verse 2. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, see, that has to include in good times and bad times. When there's much and when there's little, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be in my mouth, continually in my mouth. My soul, verse 3, will glory in the Lord. Let the poor hear and be glad. Let the humble hear and be glad. Verse 4, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You see, when we exalt his name, something happens. Verse 5 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Why? We exalt his name together. When we exalt God, when we deal with God's worth, what is God's worth to you? When you say, God, you're worthy, then our lives must say, he's worthy. I sought the Lord, he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, and your faces may not blush for shame. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard. And from all his distress, he delivered him from every one of them. The angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him, and he saves them. Taste and see, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm feeling the Holy Spirit, our good friend. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones. Nothing is lacking to those who fear him. I need more fear of God. I need more respect for God. You see, when you respect God, he respects you. That sounds like a good deal to me. When we begin to respect God, something happens. There will be no lack to those who fear him. Verse 11, the rich grow poor and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good things. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you fear of the Lord. Who is the man who delights in him? Do you delight in God? Who loves to see the good days? Keep your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Oh, if everyone would seek peace, and not only seek peace, but pursue it, what kind of world would this be? If everybody would seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are directed towards the righteous, and his ears towards their cry. There's something about being righteous and then crying out to God. So many cry out to God, but they're not fair. They're not righteous. It doesn't do you any good to cry. You know, most people cry when they get caught. You remember, you and I being little children, there were times we cried because something didn't go our way, or we got caught with our hand in the cookie jar. Caught with our hands, you know, scrambling around in the cookie jar, and mom or dad would spank our hands, and then we would cry. But we cried because we got caught. The Lord's face is against evildoers to wipe out their memory from the earth. The righteous cry out, the Lord hears. You see, the Lord hears those that are righteous. Now, I'm not talking about self-righteous. I'm not talking about looking down on somebody else. I'm talking about Galatians 6 and 1. If someone is overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. So you could be spiritual and not be meek. The righteous cry out, the Lord hears, and he rescues them from all their afflictions. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Are you brokenhearted? He saved those whose spirit is crushed. Have you ever had your spirit crushed? Many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from all of them. He watches over all his bones. Not one of them shall be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. Those who hate the righteous are condemned. The Lord is a redeemer of the souls of his servants, and none are condemned who take refuge in him. Powerful, powerful division of Psalm. What a powerful thing when we pray to God.
Listening to the Gathering Ministry broadcast of Prophecy Alive with Roderick and his queen, Katrina Owensby. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you would like to sow into the ministry, please visit us at www.facebook.com/Prophecy Alive Broadcast. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. 1 Chronicles 29:9.
You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You know, so many people are wondering, does God hear us when we pray? And what happens when we pray? And someone said to me the other day, I've been praying so long, but it seems like nothing is happening. And I want you to know something, that there is a prayer. There is a prayer that goes beyond praying. When you get into the presence of God, sometimes you have to stay there. Come on. You have to stay there. Prayer is, it's an invocation. It's seeking God. It's activation. It's building a rapport with God. Prayer is also worship. It's not communicating with God because you have to. It's deliberate. You want to. So many people pray because they feel like, well, God said to pray. Luke 18 and 1, men ought to always pray. That word is ought. You ought to. Prayer is something that is so powerful. It involves not only worship. It involves meditation. So many people pray, but their minds seems to be stuck. Let me help you get out of that. You have to meditate on the word of God. Joshua 1 and 8. Meditation. It has to become your life of your thoughts. And when we do that, God moves upon us. He deals with us. You know, even scientists are discovering that prayer is powerful. Prayer works, people. The Bible talks about Elijah. He was a man like us. He prayed that it wouldn't rain. And you know what? It didn't. He was just as human as you are. The Bible says here in James chapter 5, verse 17. Listen to this. And I'm going to read this from the NIV. Listen to what it says. This will bless you. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And I know the carnal mind will jump in and play God and say, man, that was some prayer. No, the Bible says he was a human being. He prayed that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Now that's supernatural. That's prayer. When we pray and God hears us and we pray until God moves, that's prayer. And you have that authority. Listen now. You have that authority. But you got to stop thinking about praying like it's some religious thing. Come on, bow your head, close your eyes. Jesus. Bow your head, close your eyes has nothing to do with prayer. Nothing. There were people that bowed their heads in the word of God. And people take that and they feel like, honey, I can't pray unless I bow my head and I got to close my eye and I got to moan. You can moan until you get dry in the throat. Has nothing to do with prayer. Elijah just simply prayed that it wouldn't rain. And it didn't rain. Listen to this. As all of us know, you know, every religion around the world prays. Prayer is like a relationship. Prayer is worship. God doesn't want anybody worshiping him that don't want to. Prayer should be joy. You got some people that you love to talk to. Think about this for a moment. You love to talk to. Some people you don't. Prayer is something all of us should want to do. God wants to hear us pray. But he's not a God that will force prayer on you. And our relationship with God, your relationship with God, my relationship with God is strengthened by prayer. God's relationship with us is sustained by his word through his spirit. And that's why we have the Holy Spirit. And when we spend serious time in prayer, we need to keep God first. But we have to put things in order. We need to have our own heart searched out. I dealt with unforgiveness. Take the you in and deal with the fact that you are in unforgiveness. And that's why it's unforgiveness. You in. You out. When you get you out, then you can forgive. What stops people from forgiving, and that is so important when we pray, is that we are in too much stuff that hinders us. God is looking for hungry vessels, empty vessels that will pray. Don't you know every time you pray, God has something that he wants to pour in you? Prayer is like a bird that opens its mouth to the mother with a worm in her mouth, feeding the bird, the baby birds. Prayer opens our spirits to God so that he can feel. The Holy Spirit causes us to say, Abba, Father. We are sons. God sent forth his spirit, the spirit of his son, into our hearts. And what happens? The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prayer. It is that force. Listen closely. It is that force that causes us to know God. When you really want to get through to God, the Holy Spirit is there to help us. The Holy Spirit is there to influence us. God uses prayer to get his purpose done in the earth. That's why in the Lord's Prayer, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. No other means will work for a ministry. I refuse to use any other means than prayer. Because prayer is the means in which God gets his will done on earth, not the means in which man gets his will done in heaven. One of the greatest hindrances that I'm seeing across the nation, and I see it changing because people are hungry. People want their will to be done in heaven. But God wants his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Get your will out of heaven. It doesn't belong there. It's his will. Glory to God. And Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, I'd like to call it the Garden of Gethsemane, but God wants all of us. And Jesus has some of himself in there, and he said, let this cup pass. We got too many let this cup pass people. We have too many let this cup pass believers. And Jesus said, nevertheless, your will be done. Jesus got his will out of heaven and realized that while he was praying, prayer is that vehicle to get God's business done on earth. And I promise you, I vow to you, if you and I would pray that our spirits line up with God's word. You know, the Bible says in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it asks a question. Can two walk together unless they be in agreement? That's prayer. Agreement is so powerful. Until God's word says, can two walk together unless they be in agreement? It doesn't work. On the day of Pentecost, they had to be with one accord. Praise God. Well, I hope that this just blessed your spirit, because I'm believing God for a shaking, such a revival, a restoration in the earth. I see it happening. It's raining, people, but it's raining glory. 571, I'm coming to you right now. 571. God
Hello,
bless
sir.
You.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Amen. Amen. Awesome, 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 awesome word. Awesome word.
God be glory.
I just wanted to just say hello. And I hope that your the conference was awesome. I know that it was. Did you all get a chance to record or anything like that?
Yes, yes, we will be making that available soon. There's so much in the works. I can feel your prayers for us, and I thank
Amen.
You for praying for us.
I sure am.
It was glorious.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
What's in your heart tonight?
Well, just the word on tonight was just really, really awesome, and prayer truly is what we need. Totally all that we need, really, in addition to worship. And I just thank the Lord for your message tonight. It was just so awesome.
I thank God for your spirit. You have a unique spirit. And Father, right now, I give you praise for this woman of God. I thank you for our covenant sister in the kingdom of God. And I pray, oh God, that glory will be her portion, glory on her life. Open up every door that should be open and close every door that should be closed. And let it be well with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. That's a blessing. Tell your Queen Katrina I said hello. And I just pray God's blessings over your ministry.
I promise.
And over your family, sir.
Thank you for your presence.
Amen. God bless.
That is so nice. God has some sweet people. And we have such wonderful people here on Prophecy Alive. I thank God for you. We thank God, my queen and I. We thank God for all of you. Oh, I think we have some of the best people in the world. And we continue to pray for the sister circle with our founder, Melanie Jones Patterson, and the women of God that work beside her. We had a hallelujah time. And as I said, it's not because we were there, me and my queen and our staff. Such wonderful people that went with us, such great ministries. But it was because of the Holy Spirit, our special guest, in Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to let this be it for tonight. And we're going to see you tomorrow night. You just never know when your breakthrough will come knocking on your door. Get ready. The glory of God is for you. God bless you, and God keep you until tomorrow night. This is Roderick. Bless you.
I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. So prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say. In my direction,
in my direction,
cause this is my seed for grace, for favor, yeah. This is my seed, come on y'all,
to be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed.